All right, time for a very special Few Good Minutes this week, as we are joined by Lieutenant Eric Catani. You may know him a little better as Jaguars fullback Eric Catani, but you're the only, and let's get right out of the gate, started with active, you're the only active reserve player in the entire National Football League. How do you do both?
There's actually a couple other guys. There's one in the Air Force, and I believe there's one in the Army as well. But
there aren't many of you.
No, there's only three of us, and I'm the only Navy officer in the NFL, and it's a hard thing. You know, it's you got to juggle both tasks. I try to do things on our off days, admin work, computer training, and get it all done when I can.
How many days a week, a month, does an active reserve officer work?
You're supposed to do a weekend a month. Right now with the season, I can't fly up there, so I do probably three days a month, just getting all my paperwork done, everything in order, just in case they need to call me back.
When you played football at the Naval Academy, did you have this in your sights, and so did you plan, get ready for doing both?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I went to the Naval Academy to, you know, serve my nation and go there and, you know, do my, you know, my stint for the, you know, my service. I had no idea. I'm a realist. I didn't think I was going to play in the NFL as a running back at the Naval Academy. There's not many of us. I think the last one was Kyle Eichel and Napoleon McCallum, and then, you know, way back in the day was Roger Staubach.
Is the Navy supportive?
Very, very, yeah. Very supportive.
I imagine they like having one of their players in the position to play on Sundays.
Absolutely. You know, it's a great thing that they can talk about and for advertisement and also the versatility of a Navy Reserve officer.
All right, next topic, Navy. What do you do? Where have you been? What have you done as a Naval officer? What's your specialty?
My specialty was a service warfare officer, and I'm actually transitioning now to a public affairs officer. But when I was active duty, I was stationed here in Mayport in Jacksonville, Florida. I was in the USS Clackering, FFG 42, as a repair division officer and also an officer of the deck. So when I was in the Navy, we did a deployment to South America and the Caribbean doing drug interdiction operations and military-military relations. And it was, 6.5 months out there with, the whole crew. And we're out there for, you know, days on days in the ocean doing training missions and, you know, just getting it done.
That brings us to our next topic, and that's the team. Obviously, you led young Naval not officers, but young Navy enlisted.
Mm-hmm.
You've been out there team building away from home in difficult circumstances. What comparisons can you make between a locker room and a ship?
It's somewhat different and unique with the Navy aspect. You know, I was a young officer entering just right at the Naval Academy, and you know, I was in charge of guys that were, you know, 4 years old, and I was 23, 24 years old, and it's tough. But at the same aspect, you know, I learned so much stuff in the Navy that I correlate directly to the NFL, and the way Gus speaks to the team, it just speaks volumes of how I see the relationship with the Navy and the NFL and leadership and the characteristics he tries to treat everybody on the team.
Does it seem fitting that this team, which has put its personality, you know, in lockstep with the military, mm-hmm. is the place where you are right now?
Yeah, it's weird. I've actually been living in Jacksonville, every off season with all my other teams I've been with, and I've always had, I always just like Jacksonville. I like the Jacksonville Beach, and I enjoy it, much more than, being on, you know.
Do your teammates, the guys in that locker room, know what you do? Do they understand the commitment?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't talk about it much, no.
Right.
No.
Well, being a practice squad fullback at times, I guess there's a little obscurity there, right?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I come in, I do my job, and I try to learn the playbook to my best ability, and I do what I can, and you know, most of the time we're trying to game plan for the games, and you know, I don't have time to talk about my military. But they sometimes in the cafeteria they always ask. I see something on the news. They see they ask me what I see about that, and you know, my experiences in the past.
All right, well, let's move on to honor, which is obviously one of the benchmarks of the military. You've had the chance, I'm sure, to meet some of the wounded veterans, to be mm-hmm. around guys who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
We make so much in this country about heroes and football players or basketball players, but the real heroes are the guys who give it all,
mm-hmm.
who go. That's such a huge commitment. Does it feel like that big of a commitment when you make it? Or is it just as you said, I'm here to serve?
You know, at a young age, I was 18 years old when I chose to go to the Naval Academy, and the same thing with enlisted sailors that choose to go at such a young age. I don't think I did, I'm not speaking for them, but I don't think they grasp the full impact and the nature of that. When you sign up, you have the chance, you know, to go overseas and, put your life on the line. And, you know, as an NFL player, you know, you're going out there and, you know, you're playing the game, and it is a game, and it's brutal, and it's passionate. But at the same time, those, you know, military members that are going over there, they have a chance of, getting hurt or injured in any way or form.
Let's move on to our final topic, and that's the future for you. You play fullback, which is not a premier position in the National Football League. No. It seems with the spread offense, it's kind of going away. How do you see your future? I mean, do you see football as being a huge part of it, or is this just a moment for you?
No, I honestly take things day in, day out with football. I enjoy it. I love it. It's my passion. It's my fourth year in the NFL. It's my fourth team as well. And I love football. It's my passion. At the same time, you know, I serve the country and the nation the same. So we'll see what happens when football's over. If I'm going to go be a businessman or, you know, work outside, we'll see what's going to happen.
Is the military, are you just active reserve now, or is there a future for you there also?
I'm active reserve. I would like to retire in the reserves. I'm at the Pentagon up in D.C., and I'm there for another year, then I get a new assignment. So we'll see where that brings me and just take it year by year.
I'm at the Pentagon in D.C. Yeah. What an interesting locker room conversation you could have if your teammates knew about it. Now, yeah, they will. Thanks, yeah, first of all,
thank
for
you.
Your service.
Appreciate it.
And thanks for coming in and spending some time
thanks
with us.
For having
military
me.
Appreciation. It should be fun on Sunday.
Absolutely. Go Navy.
That'll do it for a few good minutes.